special guests, interviews, haunting stories, creatures of the unknown, and tales that will chill you to the bone. Brought to you by the UPRN Network and Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. Take a walk into the night with Sean Kelly.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sean Kelly on the night. We're out on UPRN Radio 105.3. I got Lori Lai. She's my...
Lori Lee.
Lori Lee Potman. She is the host of the Angel Rock. We got Joe sitting on the left-hand side, showing his, like, beautiful face. Look at that. Look at that mug. Look at that mug. So, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. God, I look really far away here. I'll have to try and come up closer.
You look great.
Thank you. Yes, well, thank you for having me. I haven't been on social media a lot lately, so I'm glad I saw your message. And, of course, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, I don't know. Last time I had you on the show, it was a very good show that we had. And I've improved a little bit on my, being a host. So, I'm not so much nervous anymore. You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool. Wow. So what's up, girl?
What's up? Well, I'll tell people a little bit about me if they've never met me, because we have different audiences. So Sean's right. I'm the host of my own show on Monday nights live from 5 to 7 or 6 to 8 p.m. Central and Eastern, respectively. And my show is called The Angel Rock, and I cover all aspects of the esoteric and the supernatural and a little bit of truth seeking thrown in there. And my guests that I have on, whether they're doing something professionally or extracurricularly, they're trying to make a positive change for humanity. And I'll tell you a little bit about myself quickly. I'm from Canada. My partner in crime, who lives in the basement, I was going to say he's downstairs, the Dell. He also has a show here on UPRN on Thursday nights called The Delicious Recipe. About myself, yeah. I am a Canadian clairvoyant medium, a crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner, spiritual teacher, and mentor, and nurse. And that's what we talked about the last time. I think we got into a little bit about mental health when I was on here, and enjoyed being on with you, Sean.
Ah, yeah. Well, I still talk about the mental health every week. And it's really important that I do talk about it, because the way this world is messed up today, honest to Pete, I mean, you can just see it. No one smiles no more. You know, everyone is down. Everybody is depressed. And we talked earlier today, and I like what, having the suggestion. Like we both said it together,
We did at the same time. I was telling Del that. But mental health, Sean, I think it goes hand in hand with what we said at the same time today, because I believe that we're seeing an increase in paranormal activity, UFOs, aliens, but also when you get into energy, right? And people that work in our field, you'll hear vibrational energy, very lower energy or higher. And when we're, people are going through mental health issues, and that's not pointing a finger at anybody. It's not something anybody would choose for themselves, but it also can put you at a risk to sort of be attracting some of these entities out there that can be more negative. As I've explained it to my younger son with autism, it's basically food for them, right? Like depression, sadness, anger, jealousy, things like that. So they go hand in hand, mental health, actually, and, drug addiction, alcohol abuse, things like that. Anything that can lower your energy field and weaken it can make you sometimes a target for that kind of thing.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I totally believe in that it does affect, it affects me sometimes, because with me, I have a lot of depression, I got a lot of anxiety. And at one point in time, I was taking medication, as my listeners know, I was taking medication. Mm-hmm. And what was sad about that, even though the medication works, it's supposed to work, the medication made me feel really down, okay, mm-hmm. to where I didn't want to do a dang thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden I'd be sitting on my porch, and all of a sudden it's just like, wow, I see somebody there. I see a shadow walking down the street. You know what I mean? I see people, things on my porch, and I'm like, whoa. I'm very empathic, and I am very.
I was just gonna say that's yeah. part of the issue. Plus, the things that you're sharing, Sean. You know, I have known you for a few years now, and I also know you have abilities like I do. No two people, their abilities are the same, but right. more than likely, those beings are there. You know what I mean? Or have been there is what I'm saying. I'm not trying to imply you're seeing things. Right. They've been there, but with the state that you were feeling in, you're very aware of them with the mixed in with the you know, the empathic nature and what have you. Right. So it's sort of a recipe for exactly what you're sort of sharing here.
But you know, it's really crazy though, Lori, that everyone that I saw, all right, I felt safe around. It was like they were forming a protective mm-hmm. barrier around me. Do you know what I mean?
So well, I believe we all have guides, and I believe we have angels. I believe there's certain, you know, even loved ones I feel never leave us. They can, right. well, it's kind of hard to explain because you get into the discussion with people that say, well, if your loved one has crossed over, they can't come back. I don't believe right. that. I believe that whenever you think of them, they can be there. And then you get into time, right? The past, present, and future, I believe, is happening all at the same time. And then it gets mm-hmm. kind of crazy. But my whole point is we have those kind of beings around us as well. And right. when I'm teaching or mentoring people, I always say to them, whether you believe in them or not, they believe in right. you. So they must have known that you needed them to be around you at that time, Sean. That may be one of the reasons why you were feeling that at that time.
And it made me feel really good inside. Mm-hmm. And so I quit taking my medication, and mm-hmm. I felt a little better. But now, I don't know, it just seems like past situations have happened, just released off my shoulders, and I feel more comfortable, more safe. And I also attuned that to my spirit guide, my angel, Uriel, you know. I've mm-hmm. mentioned him to you before. Mm-hmm. I mean, he never leaves me, you know, and it's like, which is great. But what's crazy is there is a lot of paranormal activity going on, but mm-hmm. not too many people want investigations at their houses.
Are you finding that?
Yeah, I am.
You need to come up here and visit me, because actually our fellow host here in the network, Michelle DeRoche, who's a fellow Canadian, and her show mm-hmm. with Amelia Pisano is on Wednesdays and Thursdays here on this network. Right. She's been to my city, and mm-hmm. where I am in Canada, I'm smack dab right in the middle. I'm about 35 minutes away from the Minnesota border and about 6.5 hours north of Minneapolis, Minnesota. My right. whole point of mentioning Michelle is she has been here and has said she can't believe the crazy amount of paranormal activity in this city. And let me tell you, Sean, I don't think, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I definitely have to come up.
Oh, for sure. Because I do get people asking me to come out, and I don't, because I have my own chair and a few little things going on right now. But for example, last summer, and I don't think I've even shown you the pictures or talked to you about this, I had an acquaintance, a really nice lady. Her daughter is actually good friends with my eldest son. And mm-hmm. she sends me this pictures and says, what do you think? And I go, what the heck am I looking at? Mm-hmm. And she sent me a picture of it, bottom of a fridge, you know, right. how you got the different layers. It looks mm-hmm. like all these circles burnt into it. And she said what happened was her neighbor, mid-70s, it was the middle of the day, and he kept smelling this burning. And he's looking everywhere. He can't find what it is. I guess he opened up his fridge. His eggs were on fire. And it's the imprint of the eggs. Oh, wow. In the bottom of the fridge. And then I'm going to tell you this one. I just got this sent to me. I haven't had, I did message him back and he hasn't messaged me back. He is Métis, like my partner Dell is, which means First Nation and another nationality. And he practices a lot more in the way of, I believe, the Ojibwe, which is the main tribe around where I live in Thunder Bay. He's also works as a mechanic in one of the shipyards around here because we're right on Lake Superior. For those of you, wherever you may be listening, say not in Canada or North America, we have five Great Lakes, and Lake Superior is one of the biggest. Anyways, he sends me this picture and he goes, "What do you think it is?" Oh my gosh, Sean. He said they didn't know if it was ET, UFO, or what this is. He goes, "It looked like smoke." He said he wasn't even sure if it might have been, in their culture, they call it the Thunderbird. And what it was, he said it was bigger than two plate, like jumbo jets put together. The pictures don't do it justice. And he said what happened was there was a guy in a crane working on something, and he said he's seen him stop and he's wiping his window from the inside, and then he gets out with his camera and he starts snapping pictures. It does look like smoke. The sky's pretty clear. There's a few white clouds. This is black and see-through. It changes shape. And then the last picture, it looks like something standing there with wings out like this. I'm getting goosebumps. I don't know what it is.
And I'm here in Pittsburgh, you're in Canada, so
Hi,
that's a pretty
Danny. We got Danny saying hi over on YouTube here.
cool. Hey, Danny.
So I don't know what these are, but I am getting messages all the time from people like having major issues, and not just in Canada here, from all over. People
Wow,
seem
that's
to be having a lot of activity. So Pittsburgh's pretty quiet.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't hear nothing. And then I believe, well, we're at in Canada. I don't know how big your city is, but
But oh, go ahead.
Pittsburgh's like, it's not really big, but it's not small. And life here is so damn fast, you know what I mean? That you really don't have time to really sit back and feel the paranormal that's happening. I know that sounds crazy. Now, what bothers me sometimes, hey May, good to see you.
Hi, May.
What's crazy about that is a lot of people send me emails or they'll call me and they will tell me what's going on in their house. And so we try to set up an investigation. You know, or just me go over and check it out, you know what I mean, before we investigate. And never hear from them again. Now,
Interesting.
yeah, very, very interesting to where a long time ago when I first started the group, okay, I mean, we were there 2-3 times a week. We were investigating people's houses. Now, my question to you, what do you think of this question? It just popped into my brain. Do you think that these people that do get a hold of us and all of a sudden don't get back to us, do you think maybe there's some type of energy, some type of spirit that's holding them back from having us go to their houses? What do you
I
think?
did, and what I was thinking is because this is where I was actually going to go with this, because I sent you some pictures of something we've caught in our house
Yeah, that
coming
was
up in the
cool.
next, well, in the next little while. But as you know, Sean, when you're dealing with negative entities, they do not forget you. And when they know you're coming, they want to make sure you're not coming in there, especially if you were capable of getting rid of them. Because again, I forget that you're with a different audience than I am, but Dell and I have should we the last house we lived in extreme paranormal activity for 11 plus years. We've left now for about 2.5 years, but Dell has been thrown 15 feet across the kitchen, bit, burnt, scratched. Other people have experienced the activity. I've got pictures, I've got EVPs, and we've shared our story on Paranormal Survivor. It's season 4, episode 9, called Demonic Hauntings. Now, the reason I say all this is the story isn't quite identical to the way we told it, but we're still very grateful for them sharing our story. But mine started out with a dream about 16 years ago that it feels like it happened 10 minutes ago. And I'll make it really short, but there was a man sitting in the front tree of my old house, and there was a tree there. And tried to tempt me to follow him, and it's not radio friendly what I told him where to go. But then he laughed at me and told me his name, told me he was a demon, spelt it for me, and told me his animal form. Now, I had been raised Roman Catholic. I'd been sent to Catholic school. I never heard this name. I couldn't find it. I eventually found everything he told me, including the spelling and what have you, helping somebody about 10, 11 years later. So long story short, Sean, getting back to your question, once these things know who you are, they don't forget you. They don't forget your name. So I have a feeling that could very well be what part of this is when you got, you go in there or other people go in there, you know, with your team, that you guys were pretty successful with talking to you in the past of getting rid of things that were bothering people. And right now, especially if they're feeding off of something in that home, they don't want you coming back.
Oh, that's what I've come up with the conclusion. Mm-hmm. I remember, and I'm going to share this quick story with you, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about your mentoring people and stuff like that.
With people, you mean?
Yeah, you know.
All the like things. With teaching? Okay, so what happens is I do, I can do one-to-one mentoring or group mentoring, but what I do, depending on what people want to know, is I believe everybody has intuitive abilities. But just like there's, you know, natural born leaders, mathematicians, musicians, athletes, I think that we are the same meaning as human beings. So some of us will have strengths and some of the clairs. Some people will have all the clairs. For those that maybe don't know short form clairs, we're talking clairaudience, being able to see, clairvoyance, or sorry, clairaudience, being able to hear, clairvoyance, being able to see, and so on. Mm-hmm. But just like in life, maybe you're not a natural born musician, but you want to learn how to play the guitar. With enough work and enough practice, you could learn how to play it. Now, are you going to be, say, Eddie Van Halen? Probably not, but you probably can get pretty good at it. So that's kind of what I do. And depending on, you know, especially I seem to get for a while there, a lot of young gentlemen, sort of loners, late teens to early 20s, watching a lot of these TV shows and then going to some well-known haunted areas and deciding they're going to take a little piece of history home with themselves. And then all heck breaks loose at their house and then they don't know what to do. So teach people about energy, sort of whatever they want to know, like energy, how to balance your chakras, how to use your body as a pendulum, how to manipulate energy, how to teach about angels, anything you can think about. And I don't consider myself an expert. I've just spent years and years of study and working with different mentors and experience. So it's all from my perspective. And I let people know that. I also encourage all people, I think it's very important if they're able to work with many different mentors, because I feel that we
agree with you on that.
Yeah, I get a different aspect from different people, because then you find something that may work for you.
Well, see, what with me, it was, you know, when I first really started, I was not introduced, Spirit led me to her, and she taught me how to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our workspace.
After she taught me how to meditate, another one came in and told me about spirit guides. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I learned, it was like six to a year. Each one was a year. And then I was introduced to my friend who taught me about the gods and goddesses.
Okay? Beautiful.
And then the angels, you know, it was like, I couldn't understand at the beginning why these people were coming in and teach me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they leave and somebody else will pop in. Mm-hmm. And so I got the feeling that, okay, this is my path. So in order for me to help people, I have to understand all aspects of the situation. You know what I mean? When it comes, and this, you know, I was thinking about you today before the show was started here. And a lot of people talk about crystals. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What is the energy from the crystal? Could you please tell my listeners Sure. I know you work with crystals, and I would like to know some more about crystals.
Oh God, don't get me started, Sean. No.
We got to come up to those pictures.
I remember because I always forget. So I'm also very creative. So when I'm going to back up a little bit with meditation, I said it's our workspace. It's not just for people in the spiritual field or for the paranormal. 15 minutes of meditation can be akin to, according to science, between an hour to an hour and a half of sleep. CEOs do it. Athletes do it. You're able to quiet your mind. And that's really where you can connect with spirit, as you and I are calling it collectively. A lot of times you can get answers to questions and problems. Right. I'm going to be doing a 10-minute little presentation Thursday morning with a good friend of mine from the UK about grounding, how important that is. But, right. Okay, so getting into crystals, those are other things I teach. So this, Thunder Bay, is one of the natural places where you get, I'll hold it up. Oh, right there. This is called a Super 7 crystal or a melody stone. It's got 7 different types of crystal. And I think it's aventurine that we are well known for here too, because we're on the Canadian Shield. Anyways, for example, a crystal like this, and this is going to sound crazy. I am not all hippy-dippy type of woo-woo type of light worker. I'm not.
Nothing's crazy in our world. Come on.
And nothing is wrong with people that are like that. So the stuff I'm about to tell you is going to sound insane. But when I can tell you of so many people I have met that have known nothing about crystals whatsoever. So what I usually suggest, if you're able to, many cities have, or towns have, a esoteric type, you know, sort of more naturopathic type store. A lot of places carry crystals. And I usually suggest to people to walk in and just go up to, if they have crystals, ask them where they are and take a look and just see if something pulls you. Like you think, oh, I got to have a better look at that. Pick it up and see what you feel. A lot of people are shocked what they feel. Sometimes you don't feel anything. I was one of those people when I started working with crystals. But for example, the crazy thing with this, when I took my crystal Reiki master's course, we had to do what are called crystal grids, because these are very powerful, these crystals. Right. And each one embodies a different principle. I always say to people, if you're going to work with crystals, look at that as a guideline. Because for you, working with a specific crystal may have a completely different experience or way of working with it versus, like, you'll see, like, citrine, supposed to make you happy, feel happy, and it's yellow and blah, blah, blah. Well, for you, you may feel something else or another connection with it. Getting back to this crystal, I don't know if you can see it or not, but there's like a red, sorry, I'm going backwards here. There's a red stripe here and there's one in the front. This crystal is amazing to help people, like, remove pain. Distance wise, I've used it. Mm-hmm. I had to make a grid with this in my course. And then we had to have, believe it or not, in the mind's eye, a conversation with the crystal. Ask it what its name was. That's the weird stuff. This crystal told me its name was Justice. I have no idea why. But I can tell you, and I can have people vouch for this, when I'm working with this crystal, with healing, it starts to vibrate. It starts to heat up. Those red stripes get hot. And I am telling you, there have been people that it has helped relieve the pain. Could it be all in their minds? Maybe. I don't know. I don't tell them what the crystal's going to do. I just do some energy work with them. And before we get off of crystals, there's two things I do want to show you. I keep these by my bedside. Where are you guys? There's a friend of mine by the name of Dan Willis, and he used to work with a gentleman by the name of Marcel Vogel. Have you heard that name before?
No.
Okay, Marcel Vogel used to work with IBM. He's no longer alive. And he is responsible for making, for those of us that are older, with the DVDs and CDs with that foil coating, you know, if it's been peeled. Okay, he's responsible for that. When he retired, he had no interest whatsoever in crystals, none. But he was retired and he was still doing research. He was looking for a project. I forget the reason, but he discovered that there had to be something to quartz crystals, because in the old time watches, they would use the quartz to help lengthen the life, and also with the wound watches, maintain the energy so the watch would run. Mm-hmm. So he started experimenting, and he developed something called a Vogel crystal. Now, this is not a true Vogel crystal. The reason I bring up Dan Willis is Dan had worked with Marcel Vogel. Him and his wife actually gave each other a true Vogel crystal for their wedding years ago. There's only one person in the world that knows how to cut these, and to get a true Vogel crystal, it's in the tens of thousands of dollars. But the reason I mention it is these angles are cut scientifically. There's all kinds of research. You would not believe the amount of healing that has happened utilizing these crystals.
Right.
So crystals can be used for anything, for grounding, healing, clear calmness. Like when you're anxious, Sean, there may be some that may help you. some are with manifestation. There's all a multitude of crystals and a multitude of uses for them. I don't know if that's sort of in a nutshell for you.
Thank you. So if I was a person that, you know, my friend told me about crystals, and I wanted to go find out more about crystals, but I don't live in Thunder Bay.
Don't need to.
Okay. Yep. But where would you suggest my listeners like go to find out the different types of crystals?
Okay, so there's many, many people. I have a friend on the internet, actually on Instagram, the architect, Chris, I think she's a crystal architect, she calls herself, Leanne in Georgia. But what I say to people is, very, very special, because it can get quite expensive starting to buy crystals. But the beauty in quartz is, this is for people that are new at this, because I don't know all the meanings of what crystals are supposed to be used for or what. But with quartz, you can set the intention, and literally, you know, you can say it out loud if you want, but you don't have to, but you can set the intention. I always call it the mind's eye, you know, that inner voice. Ask the quartz crystal to embody the energy of the crystal that you need in that moment, and it will do it. So you don't need to go out and buy a multitude of crystals. I've seen them at Winners. Well, we have Winners, TJ Maxx, if you will, Marshalls. You can find crystals all over the place. We have, actually, in Thunder Bay, we have amethyst mines here. Amethyst is incredible.
I'm definitely coming up. I love amethyst. I love amethyst a lot.
So that's what I say to people that are new. Okay. Start with a quartz crystal. You don't even have to go to anybody. There are all kinds of free resources on the internet. Just use Google, look up free crystal information. Again, I like to feel a crystal before I buy it. I have a store here. You can even, it's not my store, but you can buy from online. It's called Wojo's Mojo. If you look it up in Thunder Bay, but there's all kinds of places, probably like in your state or your country, no matter where you live, crystals are pretty common. Like I said, to find it at TJ Maxx, like crystals, and I bought some of them, and they're awesome.
Now, I'd like to share, I have one crystal, and it was crazy. It was clear, all right, real clear. And this is when I was really learning spirit world, okay?
Right.
So I have it on, always have it on the side of my bed because it's so darn powerful. I just have it. I just feel safe with my black, with my, I think it's not obsidian skull, but it's a black
you do
skull.
Need to clean them though, just so you know, depending on what kind, except usually for quartz or selenite. This can really help connect to the I have all kinds of them, angelic realm, but many of the crystals need to be cleansed. So if you find like one at your bedside, depending what it is, it may not need to be cleansed, but many crystals pick up a lot of energy, right? They absorb it. So it's a good idea with the full moon, put them in your window ledge, and there's many different ways to clear crystals. Sorry, go ahead. Anyways, you were saying the one by your bed.
Yeah. And then one morning I woke up and there was like a little dove inside the crystal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what was crazy, because I mean, I was looking for it. Did it fall? Did it crack? It didn't. Okay. the dove just formed inside the crystal. I'm going to have to take a picture of it and show it to you. Okay,
I believe you. Because when I took my crystal Reiki course, the girl that was teaching it, I believe it was a quartz, like a bar of quartz. And she was showing us on camera, I kid you not, because she's also a pretty good medium. I'm just seeing the question here too. Can I use a natural quartz rock, or does it have to be shaped? Hang on, I'll answer that for you. And she was showing us that she was getting two people and then three people forming in there. They weren't permanent. Like, oh, and I'm getting goosebumps, my sign for truth. She was like picking up energy from spirit kind of around her. And as she talked about it, you could see them showing up inside of the quartz itself.
Right.
So, Danny, you don't have to use a polished rock or a shaped rock if you believe it's quartz. Like, I just bought a rock polisher because I really want to start trying to polish some of the rocks I find here, but it's really loud. So I have to wait till we go to our cottage.
Forever.
It does. And so I'll probably leave it outside. But no, you can use natural. Natural stones. This is a natural stone. This hasn't been cut. Whereas this one's been cut. So the only thing I say to people is, like, say you go to a crystal store, you don't know how many people have been picking up that crystal and looking at it. So everything's energy, right? And one of the laws of energy is it can neither be created nor destroyed, but transferred from one thing to another. So everybody that picks that crystal up leaves a little bit of their energy in that crystal. So you whenever you get crystals, you should always give them a cleanse. Now, some are not good in water. So that's why I would do a little bit of a read. There's even places on the internet you can find images to match crystals to, like to look at to see if they match. So like I said, there's lots of free resources out there.
I hope that helped you out there, Danny.
Yeah, I hope so, Danny.
May says,
I love it.
This is May. Most of my crystals have inclusions of birds. An example, hummingbird, heron, etc. Isn't it great?
I love it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to take a picture of this next week's show and just show you.
I can't wait. I want to see that.
I definitely will send it.
Well, what about the pictures I sent you today? Well, I was so shocked what you saw.
It's a bad time. It's a bad time you brought that up.
Okay, so what happened? We've been in this a new place for 3 years in January. And, really things have been pretty calm. A few little things here and there, a few little passerbys, if you will, but basically minimal to none in the way of paranormal activity. And I love fairies. I love unicorns, things like that. And Del and I actually had a conversation about fairies about a year ago. And I said, my God, in all the years I've been with you, never thought I'd have a conversation about a fairy. But he's been doing on his show investigation conversations with people, indigenous people, about little people that aren't necessarily fairies, but embody some of the same traits. And little things have gone missing around the house, and then they show up, and nothing major, just little things. Well, over the last 2 months, I have a German Shepherd. Is she in here? Oh, no, she'll probably come in. Anyways, she's a pretty calm girl. She'll be, I think, 3 this year. And all of a sudden on the main floor, she's going absolutely psychotic, like tracking. She's smelling the scent. She's going all around the house, everywhere. And she keeps stopping behind this chair. And Del's going, what the heck is going on with you? Like, what? And I go, she's tracking something. She is tracking something. He's going, well, maybe there's a mouse or something. And we have a cat. There's no way there would be a mouse in here. And she's done it about 4 or 5 times. And Del was at work on Sunday. And she kept going back to this chair. And I mean, she's running around in a circle because it's like an open concept. And she kept going back to the chair. She'd stop. She'd look at me, go back to the chair. And I'm thinking, okay, what is this? And it's right behind the curtain that is a chair, and it's a large sliding glass door. So I thought, well, maybe she's seen an animal out there. I've even tried to debunk it. I sent her outside. she wasn't having it. Like, I want back in here. I want to see what's behind this chair. So I thought, I'm going to take some pictures. So I took some, and then I kept checked it with the naked eye. I even rearranged the curtains and still took pictures. And what did you see, Sean? I never told you anything. I just sent you the pictures.
I saw a little face right there, smack right in the middle. In fact, when you sent me those pictures, I mean, and that picture came up, I was like, holy crap, that's a person. That was a little people. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the little person. I don't know what it is, but my dog does not act like that. Now, my eldest son, who lives on his own, he's bought his own house. When we first moved in here, both my boys have abilities too. And he had said that he had seen a little black cat around here. He had thought it was a little, like, in body, but in spirit. So for the first couple of times, we thought, well, maybe it's the little black cat. But she was so insistent about the spot on Sunday. And for her, and like, she's literally tracking, like, nose to the ground. You can see her following a path. Like, so I don't know. Is it a little person? What is it?
I believe, you know what? Honestly, I think it is a little person, the little people, because I really believe in them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've done a couple shows on little people.
Right.
But my mind ain't up there, you know, so I totally forget. But it was really interesting, especially did the Celtics, the people from Ireland, come over to Thunder Bay or in Canada?
Like, we're a melting pot like you guys are. But where I live, we have quite a bit of legend and lore here. I believe there are some energy portals, not necessarily negative. The entrance to where Dell's family cottage is, I'm positive it's a positive energy vortex. But for example, about 10 minutes away from our home, not even, there is a mountainous area called the Sleeping Giant or the Legend of Gichigumi. And it's foretold that it was a native chief, and he gave his life and laid down in a mountainous form to protect one of the world's largest silver mines that is located outside the city. And if anybody tries to access it, supposedly it's cursed, they will pass away, and nobody has been able to mine this area. Right. And then on the other side of the city, they're interconnected. There's two stories with it. But his daughter was stolen away by the Cree, which weren't native to this area. They were kind of warring. This is hundreds of years ago. Right. And they wanted her to lead, I guess, the Cree back to her father's tribe, where he wasn't laying in the mountainous state on the north side of the city yet. And what she did was she tricked him. There were falls there, and she told them this was a shortcut, and they all went over the falls and fell to their death. It's called the Little Niagara of the North, and the name of it is Kakabeka Falls. Apparently, when the sun is shining, you can still see her body, her spirit, at the bottom of the falls. They're both connected. My whole reason of saying that is, Sean, there's quite a bit of First Nation history and legend and lore around here. We have quite a few UFO ET sightings. We have Bigfoot, Sasquatch, and many of the Ojibwe people around here can definitely talk to you about the little people. Now, leprechauns that you're talking about, apparently they were not little people. That was kind of something that was demonized about them or foretold about them. They were actually very, very large, apparently. Believe it or not. Yeah, because we all were told, right? Leprechauns, a pot of gold, the whole bit. They actually were very rumored to be quite large.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's something new. Something to think about.
But, well, I have a friend, Varla Ventura, and she's written books on fairies, mermaids, werewolves, vampires, the paranormal, the strange, and she does a ton of research, but hers is basically, a lot of it's based over in Celtic lore, and she was the first one to actually share with both Del and I about leprechauns. And then I know Del just had Tom Riley on from Ireland with Oliver Cromwell. I'm having him on in the middle of July. And I believe he also said that was true, that leprechauns really aren't these tiny little characters that we've been led to believe throughout history.
I'm going to have to listen to your show, and I think that's going to be like totally interesting. My dear, we got 10 minutes left. Okay?
I know.
And I just want you say you do jewelry. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have a little store. Would you like to show my people?
It's not going to take me 10 minutes, but okay. So what it is yes, anything creative, I do that. That's kind of when I do my meditation, actually, is when it's quiet at night and everybody's asleep and I kind of just get lost in creating. So if you can think of it, I can make it. So for example, I made this holder for this little stone. I was watching a YouTube video. It's not even good metal, but I am going to be opening a store. I'm working on resin pieces and sculpting like polymer clay and what have you. So for example, oh, don't move around. I haven't glued you down yet. Let's pull everything together. So there's crystals in here in the bottom with resin. The Buddha is made out of resin. These are made out of resin. It's going to have some trees and stuff. It can hang in a garden. This is hand painted. I've made a couple of these actually. This is a crystal charging plate. It actually has crystals, an Archangel Michael in the middle. That's hand painted. That's called Metatron's Cube.
Oh, wow. I heard of that.
Yeah, this one doesn't have the top coat. I sanded it and it needs to have the top coat makes it shiny. And this is something that you would be using if you're Wiccan with all the seasons on there and what have you. So, and on the back, it's something called an alcohol technique. So, like I said, I do all kinds of things. I tried to bring more spiritual type things. We make pendulums, Ouija boards. Let's see, there's one of my Ouija boards. I'm trying to see what else I can show you here. I make, these are the plaquettes or planchettes, I guess. But I make those for jewelry or they're all hand painted too. If you see the letters, they're hand painted. This is my new horror things I've gotten. So they'll be either keychains or necklaces. They're hand painted too.
Wow. You're
here's
good.
My well, no, I enjoy it. So there's a Cheshire cat I've made. Oh, turn around, buddy. He's all hand poured and then he's got eyes. This is the creepy thing. Like I've got all kinds of stuff that's either been sculpted or painted, but the store will be opening soon. So I appreciate you having me on to share this. So when I do, I'll make sure to let everybody know, but I'm just researching storefronts right now where I want to put it. But these are the creepy guys. I forgot to show them. These guys, are new.
Oh, wow. So now, are you going to have an online store?
Yes, that's what it's going to be, online. Okay. So like they'll have organite. This isn't organite, but this is like a little, I love skulls. So I have big pyramids, little pyramids, you name it. I have probably about 300 molds.
Wow.
Chess boards, chess pieces. I just brought more kind of stuff geared toward what we'd be talking about tonight, but you name it, I make it. So
that's interesting. I love it. I really enjoy you being on the show.
Enjoy being on here with you. I really do.
Because you let off so many positive vibes. I mean, it's just
thank you.
I don't think you can get mad. Well, maybe you could get mad, but I don't think.
It's just I'm not perfect, Sean.
nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for being on the show. I still got 6 minutes, but I need to do my closing. But if you would like to stick around for my closing, you're more than welcome.
Oh, absolutely. Can I tell people where to find me, Sean?
Oh, my. You took it right out of my
mouth. Did I? Okay. So if you ever want to book a reading or healing session or mentoring or whatever, you can get a hold of me on facebook.com/theangelrock. And also I have two groups on Facebook. I'd love to have you join. One is Paranormal University for all things paranormal. We've got, I think, that just over 1,000 people from all walks of life in the paranormal. And then the Angel Rocker Tribe for many of the esoteric spiritual type things we talked about tonight. And thanks, Sean, for having me. And my show is Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m.
5 to 7
Central.
Yeah.
And 6 to 8 Eastern. Yeah.
Eastern. Again, thank you very much for
being
on. So I want to thank Lori for being on. She's a good girl. She's a good friend.
Thank you.
And she is. But I just want you to know that I do think of you, and I do pray for you, okay?
Thank you. We do for you too, Sean.
I'm glad, because I need it. But what's really cool is, you know, Lori, I've been asking, you know, for one day that everybody can be happy, you know what I mean, and help each other out. Well, it's happening, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a situation. I'm not going to get into the whole story, but I know something happened to a lady. You know, she lost her son, okay? And he was killed. And I have never, it just makes my heart melt, because this lady has helped many people out by just talking to them, you know, and just making people feel good. And when this tragic situation happened, right? Okay. At least 20,000 people on social media just like protected her.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And just giving her loving and healing, you know, and that really, really made me feel really, really good. And I think a lot of people are having a hard time dealing with what's going on in the world now. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is go up and say hello to somebody, you know, or sit with them. And just sit with them. You don't have to talk, just sit with them.
Exactly.
You know? Right. And you can put the head on the shoulder or something. And
or ask them, what do you need? And if you don't know, I'm just here for you.
Yeah, I do know that. And it's just wonderful. I have a good feeling that the world, this is like, you know, when they say, when you walk through the pits of hell, you know what I mean? That psalm, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I think right now we're walking through that pit of hell, you know, this whole world. And I do believe wholeheartedly that we're going to start walking up, because I am not, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Right now it's a little pinpoint, but eventually a little pinpoint is going to grow really, really, really big. But parents, please, 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 and I say this every week, please go up to your children, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them.
Yeah.
And children, go up and give your parents a hug and tell them you love them. Because those three words, I mean, it's astounding. It's just, you'll see.
Well, tomorrow's not promised either.
No, it isn't. But at least they can, if they're still around, they can say, I love you. And that's all we need to hear. I love you and really mean it. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. I want to thank Lori again for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I had fun with you. So I don't know who the guest is going to be next week. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week. As you know, my show is like totally wide open. I probably won't figure out who's going to be on the show or what I'm talking about right till Chasing Prophecy, you know. Good night, Holly. But also, I want you to know that I am the co-host of the show before us, Chasing Prophecy. We're on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central. And right after Chasing Prophecy, my show comes on. So, again, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we got to wait for Joe.
Or do you want me to? I can do it.
I know you can, but I need to chat with the man. You know what I mean? But
you can still chat with him.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
I won't get lost.
Nope.